Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Karen is a longtime, more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's an amazing force, folks, in the world of helping you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, The 180 Rule for Powerful Presentations, on and on, and so many different programs on how to help you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's also one of Albert Einstein's cousins. And that'll explain how smart she is. She's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
You are welcome, and I always say that I inherited Albert's hair texture.
She's lying, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen her hair. It's beautiful. Oh, so, Karen, let's talk about something that I think is so important, is so critical. It's one of the most important intangibles. Mm-hmm. You know, small business owners worry so much about not having enough money. We're always undercapitalized, and yet we seem to wander around and step over and fail to pick up low-hanging fruit of the intangibles.
Let's just start with this sentence for all of our listeners. Your financial capital will increase if you have high relationship capital.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
Your financial capital will increase if you have high relationship capital. And now I want to define exactly what relationship capital means. You ready?
Yep.
You just said the word, the intangible capital that can be an asset or a liability depending on your relationships with your customers, with your community, and with your business partners.
So I love
I'd like to ask everybody, is this an asset or a liability in your business world?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's all in how you communicate. How you communicate increases or can decrease your relationship capital. And if you decrease it, then you can see a decrease in your bottom line. If you increase it, there's no limit as to your success.
So you're saying that creating and maintaining relationship capital is in direct proportion to how you represent yourself, how you treat other people, how you deal with them, how you nurture the relationship with them.
It's in direct proportion to how much you make in your business. What you just suggested is all the ways that you can increase your relationship capital. But if you have and you work on it, and I've got some tips for you today on let's do a little test, as you just said that word, for our listeners on where you are in your relationship capital index, if you will.
All right.
Where are you? You know, we look at our Standard & Poor's index. We look at our stock market
mm-hmm.
index. Let's look at the intangible relationship capital index this morning and talk about that. So I got this great list. I wrote a blog about this in my weekly blog. So let's talk about it. Ready?
What's the first one?
Number one, create connections with your colleagues, and this does not happen by chance. You have to take ownership of this. Take a stakeholder or someone you'd like to know better to lunch periodically or play golf. I know you love playing golf, or take them to whatever it is that this other person you think they might like to do. Bowling. I don't care what
take
it
them,
is.
But it needs you need to find out enough about them so that they're comfortable with what you're doing.
Right. Find out what,
don't make
what
them,
they like.
Don't make them fit in your vessel. You fit in their vessel.
Mm-hmm. Right. And even though I don't golf, I don't know, maybe if I get to your whereabouts, I'll buy you golf balls.
There you go.
But to create these connections takes effort, it takes time, and there's lots of benefits besides that.
Right. So take the time, and especially, what about people maybe that, would you start with people that you don't know as well, that you're not sure how it's going to work out, but you feel like you need to break the ice? Would that be a good place to start?
It depends. I would say be very strategic. Be strategic in whom you want to spend this time with, because time is also money. And I would go for people that interest you, that, and I don't mean to sound manipulative, but go with people that intrigue you, mm-hmm. and that you think would be of value to get to know better.
You know, another thing that I think is important to do, and it'll pay dividends in your life, is if there's someone in this that's one of your colleagues, as you say, someone in your orbit, that you're pretty sure you could help them.
Absolutely. What you give, you get.
Yep.
And it's a wonderful thing that can happen. And I have a story about how that worked in my career. Many years ago, somebody in my speaker association said, he was pretty blunt about it. He said, "You're really stupid if you don't take somebody to lunch every month that's sitting in this room." And I said, "He's right. He suggested this before, but now I'm really getting it." And I said, "Okay, I'm going to do this." And so the incoming president of our association, I didn't know him at all. And I said, "Okay," I called him up out of the blue, and I said, "Stu, I'd like to take you to lunch." We went to lunch.
Did we lose her? Yeah, we may have lost her. Folks, what she's talking about is so important. And so think about, look around yourself there. Look around your own world. It could be, you know, many small business owners, you know, there's not a lot of, we don't have a lot of colleagues in our business. Maybe a lot of them are employees. Not to say that you wouldn't do this with employees, but also look around your community. Look at the leaders, the thought leaders, the Chamber of Commerce president, maybe a bank. Take a banker to lunch. Your local elected representative. Call him up and take him to lunch. He's right about this, folks. This is how you build your own relationship capital. And I'm telling you, I've done it. She's right about this. She's done it, and I've done it. It works. It may take time. You might have to be patient, but it works. But also, do it in the spirit of giving first and receiving later. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.